This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
So to start the programme today, we'd like to welcome Teresa Weller, a leading hairstylist and wedding hair specialist. Welcome, Teresa.
Hello there.
Before we talk about some of the great stuff you're doing at the moment, can you just tell us a bit about your career background? What's brought you to this point? Have you always been the hairdresser, or have you done other things before?
No, I started when I was 16 years old. I never really wanted to go into hairdressing, but I fell into it, and I knew it was my dream job.
You did that straight from school?
Straight from school, yeah. Finished my GCSEs, and then I was going to do my A-levels, and I just went into a salon and thought, this is it, this is me. I want to do it.
Perfect. Did you do that traditional route of 4 days in the salon, like,
yes,
a day at college, or whatever it is?
Yeah. I did 2 years of training. So I did 4 days and 2 days of training, yeah, right. And I worked very hard.
And what's your specialty? Do you cut and colour, or just do you
I do everything.
Do you? Oh, okay. So people come along to the salon and they get the full Monty.
Yeah, so I do every aspect of hairdressing, really. I started off cutting and colouring, and my main interest was I like to create something for an individual, make them feel good about themselves. That was my first thing. And that's led on to weddings and sort of big events, and I just love making someone feel really good about themselves. And that's
being part of someone's special day must be
absolutely
a real privilege.
It's the best thing in the world. It's highly stressful, but at the same time I just kind of pinch myself and think I'm part of this special day, and I'm there forever. My hair is there, and it's so important. Yeah, I love it.
And I know on your website it kind of says that you'll do the bride's hair, and then obviously from the day someone else says they want their hair done, it's almost like you can literally do everyone's hair that's there for that wedding on that day in the time you've got, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I just did a lovely wedding a few weeks ago, actually, and it was held in their house in Westcott. It was beautiful. I'm very privileged to be there, and I was doing everything. I was putting flowers in jugs, and I was dressing people, and it was really lovely. And yeah, it's very emotional, actually. It's great.
Do you have any brides crying on you?
Oh, absolutely.
For the right
and mums. Mums of brides cry.
Just to clarify, they're not crying because your hair's not good. They're crying because you've done such a great job and they're so emotional and happy.
I did have a bride last year who I actually did some hair extensions for her, and when I put them in, she just cried because that's what she'd always wanted, to have fuller, thicker hair, and she said, "I'm sorry, I'm not crying because I hate it. I'm crying because I can't believe what I look like."
And
you know,
presumably you did those before the day.
Yes, so I did that about a week before, and yeah, I mean, I've just got a clip of her wedding now, and I kept rerunning it thinking I did that, you know.
Yeah. So as you say, it's there forever, isn't it, in the photographs?
Forever, yeah.
And so how far typically in advance are you sort of planning someone's hair for their wedding day?
You know, it can be about a year, really, as soon as they book. I did actually have a bride last year say, I'm booking my venue, I've got 2 dates, but I want to make sure that you're free before I book it.
Wow.
So I told my husband, I don't think he believes me when I tell him this stuff. He says, you know, really? I'm like, yeah, she's actually booking me before the venue. Yeah.
She knows where she wants it, but the main That's thing amazing. Is she's got to have you. Interesting.
Wow. And it was a lovely, lovely wedding over at Richmond Hotel.
Oh,
it was lovely.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, stunning.
Yeah, very nice.
So do people book you from referrals mainly, like word of mouth?
Yeah, word of mouth, I think, really. It's funny because, I've got a big following. I've been hairdressing for 27 years. I think, really, I'm quite niche in that hair up's my biggest passion, because it's very creative, and I'm very warm person, I suppose. Obviously I do everything, but I think that's where I get all this sort of work, because actually I've never advertised that's what I do.
Where'd you get the ideas from? Did you go on YouTube? How do you figure out what to do?
I've got some, I've always been I'm very big on Instagram. I'm quite a visual person, so I'm constantly Googling on Pinterest. I follow fashion. I've also done London Fashion Week, and last year I did Milan Fashion Week. So I'm constantly being inspired, really, by what's up-and-coming trends. I think the main thing is I really love beautiful hair and making someone feel really beautiful.
I mean, how did you react when you were told they were going to fly you out to Milan to do Milan?
Oh,
I mean, that's
my
almost like pinch me. Is
yeah,
this really?
Absolutely.
Honestly, I'm still pinching myself now, really.
Wow.
Yeah, it was the day before my birthday, and I said to my husband, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be around. Off I went. We hit the ground running, got to Milan, and then taxis picked us up, and off we went. It was amazing. The only problem for me is I'm only 5'2", and these models are, you know, 6 foot.
So
and
stand on a box.
Yeah,
they're sitting down though.
6 foot sitting down, I might add.
Get a ladder.
Yeah.
So how did they find you? I mean, was it again social media?
I've been, you know, I work with a company called Milkshake, which is my brand of hair care.
I was going to ask colour. What that was. Okay.
Yeah, so colour and styling products. And so within that, we sort of have a Milkshake family. So we have, I've been very lucky and fortunate to meet some really top stylists, and we've collaborated and worked together. And this was with my friend Andrew, and he sort of said, I've got this gig, I want you on the team. So, you know, I was just beside myself. Really?
Because once you really know how good you are, then obviously the work just comes from
that.
So has that led to a lot of
Yeah. So it's constant. So obviously it's just rolling, really. I'm getting sort of bigger and bigger with that, because the next one is a bigger do for London Fashion Week. So just did my 8th London Fashion Week. Sort of slightly bigger designers, you know, and that's, I feel that that's constantly inspiring me to bring it to my clients.
Yeah.
And it's keeping me really up to date and on trend. And with hairdressing, I think, certainly for me, I'm a little bit older. I've had my children. I've done my thing. And I'm really focused on my clients as opposed to sort of somebody who's maybe, you know, doing it part-time and stuff. I'm literally living it, breathing it. So I think I'm bringing all that fashion to, you know.
Mm-hmm. So do you practice on your husband?
He always wants a haircut, but sadly he's the last.
Yeah, I think that's always the way, isn't it? So when you pitch up at London Fashion Week or Milan or wherever, do they say, right, Teresa, this is what we want? Or do they say, Teresa, what do you think we should do?
Well, generally it's been, you know, you get a mood board, this is the collection, and then can you design that for me? So, the last one I led, I sort of did these big Mohicans. I loved it. It was amazing.
Oh, wow.
I used a lot of extensions.
Yeah.
Pre-coloured them with some very pastel shades, so going for a unicorn hair, which is very trending at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, that was brilliant.
So this is a far cry then from the wedding.
Very far cry.
It's all your hair up and flowers and tiaras.
I know. So the wedding is very beautiful and elegant, and every wedding is different, of course. But then London Fashion Week, it can or can't be structured, but that generally, you know, it is a... It's very fast as well.
Yeah.
You've got to get that out in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Do you think you get some inspiration from London Fashion Week or Milan as to what the trends are going to be here?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
So what's sound, doesn't it?
Yeah, so what's in vogue at the moment?
So,
should we be going for Mohicans?
So I would say definitely.
What colour are you going for, Ivana?
I think I'll go for the turquoise.
Yeah.
I could see you with some deep purples, maybe some...
now you're talking.
Unicorn purple.
Yeah. Cool. I'm going for lime, I think, lime green. Interesting.
The lovely thing is, though, you can have a you know, you don't have to have a Mohican and shave it. We could gel it back on the sides, we could bring it up, and then all of a sudden you've got a different look, and that's the beauty of hair. You can create something different.
Yeah, because with the weddings, you've got men, obviously you do men's hair as well, don't you, for the wedding?
Yeah,
and that's interesting. I mean, years ago, would you have had like a groom saying, well, I've got the hairdresser coming to the house, she's gonna do my hair?
Honestly,
this wouldn't happen, would it?
And then the manicurist is gonna do my nail.
Honestly, the men are worse. They are a nightmare. They are literally looking in
divas.
The mirror like absolute divas.
I was gonna ask about divas with London Fashion Week or Milan or whatever. You know, you're there, you're under pressure, you've got to get this hair out looking maybe like something you've never done before, and you've probably got some diva models.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
I did. Well, in Milan, there was a language barrier as well, which was really frustrating.
Yeah.
And there was one particular model who just looked at what we were doing and just said, I'm not having that, and she was just like no. And at the end, she saw how great everyone looked, and then you know, we were taping basically high ponytails with electrical tape up high, with a massive hairpiece coming off the back, but obviously protecting the hair. So I think she thought that looks crazy. And then when she saw the look, she was like, oh, actually, yeah. So they can be, but generally models are lovely. They work hard.
Because I thought they just had to take the directions from the fashion designer. Yeah. So they get to say what they want and what they don't want.
Yes, it depends who it is.
It depends who it is.
Yeah. Name drop.
Well, the thing is, I can't tell you her name because she's Italian. I was like, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so it wasn't one of those. Not getting out there for less than 10
not
grand.
Huge. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Who I can't imagine being prima donnas, whereas anyone else would probably be very grateful to be there.
Yeah, and generally, models really work hard. It's not an easy job, you know, sitting there all day getting prepped and then having to have the photographs, you know, that sort of 3 minutes of photographs for a whole day of just sort of being prepped is actually really, really hard work.
Because you've worked on film sets as well.
I have, I was very, very lucky.
So what did you do for that? Tell us a bit
so
about that.
Last year I worked on a film with Samantha Bond as the leading role. It's a film called Lady M that is hopefully, you know, it's gaining interest, and hopefully it was a short, so the long, hopefully the feature will be filmed soon.
Yeah, I feel I've heard of that. Has it been on
TV? It has been showcased on TV.
Yeah, okay.
It got a lot of press, so it's last year, so 2017. And the storyline was fabulous. It was about basically a retired sort of a has-been actress who was, her biggest role was Lady M and Lady Macbeth. And then sadly she sort of got washed up, and then she'd gone for an interview, well, gone for an audition, I should say. And it is a play that really looks at women in their sort of 50s, 60s.
So with her, thinking about the hair side now, what did she do to her hair?
So basically her hair, it's amazing. So she's got short hair, and I actually styled her hair into sort of the first scene, and then the second scene she has to be wet down because she's been in a puddle and a bus has gone past her and slashed her. So for the whole time I've had to sort of keep going back for the continuity of it.
Yeah.
And then we had to reshoot the opening scene 6 months later just to get a better scene for a theatre, for a better theatre shot. And she'd cut all her hair off.
Oh, okay, so that's not great for continuity.
No. Wow. So okay. I had a wig that I had to work with, and I basically had to style this wig into that last shot. It was really, really tough. Yeah. I was really nervous, but actually it went really well.
Okay.
It was a miracle. I couldn't believe it myself.
And obviously you do the weddings and you do the work at the fashion shows and the films. How is this impacting on your sort of day-to-day business back at the salon? Have you got enough staff there to kind of cope, or?
Actually, so I've been working on my own for 3 or 4 years now, and I'm opening a new salon in Dorking in about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. I thought you already had a salon there.
So, no, I've been working. I converted my front room in my house to a salon. And it'd be really nice to get the front room back, actually, because I've been doing such a lot of session work and visiting people. But I really felt I needed a base. And I moved to Westcott near Dorking about 2 years ago, and I just fell in love with the area, and I knew that was going to be right for me. So I'm opening in Dorking in literally 2 weeks.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can have like an opening party.
Yeah. I'm going to have an opening party. You're coming. You are so coming. We're going to have a red carpet. We're going to have a few celebs. Oh, it's going to be fabulous.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. That does sound good.
Talking about celebs, before Anne steals my question, so you've done Rebecca Ferguson from X Factor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I did see that.
And I was really shocked to hear that she's got really short hair. I was blown away by that.
Yeah. I mean, she's
amazing.
She's, first of all, she is just the most lovely person.
I remember her being lovely. How many years ago was that she was on?
She was on, I think she 8 years ago.
Yeah,
she was
a while.
Yeah. And I met her, it was the year of my wedding, so 2 years ago at Pride, and she was the sort of main act at Pride in London. I got to do her hair, and I really love doing her hair. And I was a massive fan, and I voted for her every week with my daughter. And I got a phone call the next day saying, are you free in October and November, because Rebecca wants to take you on tour.
Oh, wow.
And do you know when you think I was getting married to my, you know, dream Prince Charming, and I thought, nah, that can't be real. And it was real. So 2 weeks after I got married, I was flown out. First of all, we went to Germany, and then we went to Switzerland, we went to France, Edinburgh, and then a couple of London gigs as well. But she changes her hair a lot, so there's lots of hair pieces, and depending on what she's wearing, and, you know, she's very vivacious and very creative and a real, real strong woman, and I adore her.
I thought you were going to say that she'd asked you to go out on tour with her, and it was just when you were about to get married, so you said to your husband, I'm not marrying you.
I thought you were gonna say.
You know, it was a funny thing, you know, because it was amazing to have this lovely wedding, and then if that wasn't enough,
yeah,
you know,
it was dreams made of, isn't it?
It was, I mean, superb. Honestly.
So you came back from honeymoon, and then you
and
went
and
did the
literally
great job.
6 days later I was flown back out. Oh, you know, first class flights, and it was amazing.
So does that mean then that if you're going out and doing that for however many weeks that you're having to say to clients back home, really sorry, but you know, I promised you to do your wedding.
Yeah, I'd never let someone down for their wedding hair, ever. Not in a million years.
So you had to do a bit of juggling, or?
I did a lot of juggling. Yeah. Well, I'm a woman. That's what we do, right?
Yeah.
We juggle everything.
Yeah.
But luckily, it was at a time, end of October, early November.
It wasn't so busy.
Quite a quiet period, yeah. So the timing was right. And with Rebecca, because she's got small children, she doesn't like to tour for too long.
Oh, okay. So it's workable.
So actually, it was like 3 days and then back home, and then another 4 days and then back home.
Oh, that's nice.
It's really good. Yeah.
And is there a lot of waiting around, you know?
Lots of waiting around in the sidelines. A lot of waiting around.
Yeah. But a nice crew and everyone just sort of...
Lovely. I mean, I had no idea. So, I mean, I didn't know at the time her band... Amy Winehouse's band.
Okay.
And a set of amazing musicians that are just incredible. You know, the tour was unbelievable. Amazing. I can't tell you.
Did you get friends phoning you up saying, can you get me a ticket? Can I come along backstage?
I don't think my friends even believe me.
Oh my God. I'd be
your best friend for those 2 weeks, trust me.
I didn't realize she was still touring though. I mean, you know, a lot of X Factor, you know,
They come and go.
She's very big in Europe, though.
Did she win? Huge. I can't remember that year.
She was second.
Okay.
To who that year?
Sorry,
I'll put you on the spot now. I can't remember.
Gosh.
Don't worry. The fact she came second is pretty awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
And usually the person that comes second often does well. I mean, look at
One Direction.
And Will Young.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Was he second?
Yeah. Everyone thought the Gareth Gates was going to have that in the bag, but Will Young won it that year, didn't he? He's still going strong.
Yeah. So there you go.
So, yeah, it's funny because doing the Pride events has really been amazing, not only creatively, being inspired by all these crazy sort of drag queens and sort of vivacious people, but also meeting some, you know, amazing celebrities. Yeah. In fact, I got to do Blue's hair as well. That was really cool. And when I went to Germany, they were doing a TV series and Rebecca was making an appearance, and they were like, oh, hi, Teresa. I was like, oh, hi.
Hi. Good to see you again.
Cool. Yeah. It's weird, I tell you. It's really weird.
It's amazing.
Oh, dear.
So with your salon, have you obviously hired all your staff now? You're ready to go?
I've basically got a really small team, because what I want is, it's quite a small salon, but what I want is a luxurious boutique. So that's what I'm going for. So it's really intimate. So I'm all about spending time with somebody. I would rather spend, you know, constant time with someone than having a sort of rush and having lots and lots of staff. I don't want this sort of, you know, big, you know, huge busyness. I just want it to be very intimate and, you know, comfortable and relaxing. And it's all about you, not me.
Do you do like a special offer for over 50s on any night of the week?
Always.
Because I'd be there.
Yeah, we've got to be in bed by 7.
I'll stay open, don't worry. I'll
make an exception.
So does that mean then that you're not sort of like, they come in like, hello, nice to see you, pass you to Jean, who'll wash your hair, and then back to me and all that. You'll do the whole thing?
I'm going to do the whole thing.
Yeah.
A little bit of washing hair might be involved with somebody else, okay. But apart from that, I'm doing the whole thing.
Yeah.
So it's a really lovely experience for you. You know, and you feel looked after.
Cherished.
Yes.
And loved. And loved.
Yes.
Sounds good to me.
Exactly.
Sounds great.
Well, sadly, we've reached the end of the interview, Therese. It's been really great chatting to you. Yeah, it's been really good. Is there like one bit of advice you'd give listeners if they want to go for a whole new look and they're scared? What would you say to them?
Call me.
Great.
Right.
Perfect.
Join the queue.
And on that note, can you give us your website?
It's theresaweller.com.
And an email address?
theresawellerhair@gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you very much. That was Theresa. Theresa Weller from theresaweller.com.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk. Or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.